So can you describe where you are and what you see?
Yeah, we're in front of the Novotel Hotel right now, near the CN Tower downtown. I'm surrounded by about 50 people who are basically lined up to be arrested as the police have asked us to sort of go fully and basically told us every single person here that's been here out tonight will be arrested.
And are they giving you any option to leave?
No, there's been no option to leave since the beginning. And so except for media, people with media passes were actually escorted out first. Everybody else, even people who were just kind of standing by and watching on the streets, were sort of kettled and trapped, and then they started carrying people away one by one.
Okay, and can you describe briefly what people are there, why people are protesting at Novotel?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was pretty simple. Like we were continuing some of the rallies from today earlier. People got kicked out of Queen's Park many hours ago, and so they took off to down the street, down Yonge Street. Came down eventually right near the fence with, I guess that would be near Wellington, and got kicked out of there. So we came down to near the Novotel, where the Novotel is here, and a bunch of people sort of started making speeches about many of the delegates that are staying here, about the G8, G20, and the general opposition to those meetings taking place, as well as to show a sign of solidarity and support to the many Novotel workers who have been on strike in the past week. So people were basically sitting on the ground, listening to some speakers and just hanging out. When police, riot and riot gear arrived from both sides and just started marching towards people, and after kind of gradually encroaching in, started carrying people away without any explanation or any actual reason. There was no provocation, no violence on behalf of the protesters. Many of them had their hands up in the air with peace signs and were singing as they got carried away.
Okay. And how many people have been arrested so far?
I would say on the order of 150, at least 100 and something right now. And there's still about 50, maybe 70 people out here.
And has there been any provocation on the part of the protesters?
No, nothing at all. I mean, people were kind of really taken back by the police who would come in and beat their riot shields and then take people and smash them on the ground as they, you know, and pull them back on the ground to be arrested. I saw a guy who's kind of sitting just next to me be pulled out by his ears almost by some of the cops. And then dragged by his neck. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that, I mean, this is incredible. Like, people were out at a peaceful rally. I mean, people were not destroying anything. There was no destruction of any property. There was no provocations of any single reason. And the police decided that, you know, this was going to be our last, you know, expression free speech. And then they kicked out all of the reporters. So, I mean, there's, you know, it's really important that this gets out here what's happening right now.
Okay. Well,
don't try and squash the message at the same time.
I'm sure people will be doing jail solidarity through the night, and thank you for giving us an update.
Thank you.